Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Today, I got a fired up, crazy, petty, beautiful, psycho bitch in here. Kylie Strickland, y'all's fucking favorite. And what do you say? Is spill the tea? Is that
tea.
What we're doing today?
We're spilling the tea on my breakup with Michael.
Kylie just went through a breakup, a very public breakup. That if a lot of y'all don't understand, when you have a job like we do, and every minute of your life is on social media, that some stuff hurts a little bit more because you never have to stop hearing about the shit. And then you got a million people fucking asking you about it. So Kylie has decided to spill the tea. That's what we'll name today. That we'll name the podcast today, Spill the Tea. That'll be the name of the episode. And you promised me something, though, before we start. I'm not going to have to get on you to you the first time about talking into that fucking microphone today.
No, I'll be in the mic. I promise I'm probably going to get a little fired up and be a little loud. So.
I want you to.
All right.
I want you to. Turn me on, baby.
These people have pissed me off.
Well, just remember, they love you. They're just invested in
no,
you.
No, some of them don't. Some of them are extremely pissed off because...
Why are they pissed off?
Okay. All right. They're pissed off because I posted a video last night of me and a guy.
Petty LaBelle's video. You went full fucking petty with that.
I was a little petty Betty, but he was petty first. I mean, I posted a video of me and another guy kissing, and they're just coming for me in the fucking comments and talking about how messy it is. And
like, why does it fucking matter if it's messy?
That they can't believe that I fucking did that to Michael and blah, blah, blah. But what people don't understand is that Michael got on live the other night and just fucking dogged me the fuck out. Like, told a bunch of lies or like half lies, didn't tell the whole truth of the whole breakup, put up screenshots of text messages where I said I was drinking and threatened to call my probation officer.
He did what?
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding
no.
me.
No. Put up text.
The fucking cat that was in my studio, that fucking Justin Timberlake knockoff looking son of a bitch did that.
Yes.
I thought he was a nice guy, though.
So he was like, first off, he's always said, like, I don't drink liquor because I get fucking crazy. So that day, he's drinking, like, hella fucking liquor, getting drunk as shit. And then by the end of the night, he was just fucking teetotally fucking hammed, like, tore the fuck up and put that shit on his like green screen. Like, you can green screen a picture behind you on live. So took screenshots where I'm like drinking or where I said that I was drunk at the casino and put it behind him. And it's like, even if like he did wake up the next day and immediately regret it, and obviously he wasn't going to call my probation officer, but these crazy people watching his live, he had 1,000 people in his fucking live.
What?
He had over 1,000 people in his fucking live watching the shit.
Just to dog you out.
Just to dog me the fuck out. And the thing is, like, okay, so in his live.
Oh, before we get to the lives, what caused y'all to break up in the first place?
Okay.
Because we're going to do a progression story here. Okay,
ultimately, this is why I broke up with him. Because, so, I went through a shitty fucking marriage.
Yeah.
I got treated like shit. I'm like a needy bitch. Like, so Michael would text me in the morning and say, good morning, beautiful. And for him, that was it. Like, you didn't need to tell me I was pretty any other time of the day. You didn't need he kept telling people on live, like, she broke up with me because I wouldn't tell, because I didn't tell her she was pretty all day long and stay stuck up her ass. But to him, that was efficient enough. Good morning, beautiful. That was it. One time, obviously people, or for those of y'all that don't know, he lives in South Dakota. I live in Georgia. So we lived 1,100 miles away, and so I would tell him I missed him like a few times a day. He hardly ever said that to me, but I would tell him that a few times a day, and one time...
Well, he is a man, though, Kylie.
Still.
I mean,
but he knew from the get-go, like, when I first start talking to somebody, I tell them, like, my flaws from the get-go. I'm fucking needy. I have 4 kids. I smoke cigarettes, and I have OnlyFans. Like, those are disclaimers that I tell you straight from the fucking jump. So he knew all this stuff going into it. But So anyway, one time I told him I missed him, and he said, okay, I get it. We live 1,100 miles away. Of course you're going to miss me. You don't have to say it all the fucking time.
I'm your friend.
Rude.
You know I love you. You know I absolutely love you, and you'd shoot me straight. You can't be always needy with grown men. I don't know what the boy does for a living or anything like that, but if he shows you attention, like, I'm bad about giving attention. But at the same time, when I'm actually around you or when I am communicating with you, like, I'm good at it, but I don't have to do it all the time.
I don't ask for it constantly. Like, I'm not with that mushy-gushy romantic shit. I don't want to hear it all the time. But when I tell you that I miss you, don't fucking say that shit. That's rude. Just because I miss
you. Yeah.
It's not like I'm sitting here saying it every other fucking text message.
Well, if you're not saying it every... The way that you started off that story making it sound,
you went full fucking needy. No. It's not... I'm honestly not even that fucking
Well, remember, when you're telling this story today, you have to make sure that you go into detail exactly what you mean. That way, once the story's told, it's over and done with. You don't want anything to be misconstrued.
Okay, well,
If you put that fucking booger on my microphone, too, I swear for Jesus, this bitch is picking her nose right now. And if you put it on these mics, I'm going to fucking punch you.
I'm not. Then, put it on the Wendy's cup.
Thank you. Fuck.
All right.
No, go back to your story, Boogerella.
So anyway, so obviously that kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. Let's see what else. Okay, so I pretty much had to beg for sex, and I got turned down a lot. Like, we don't see each other all week long. For instance, this past time, his flight got canceled, so we had sex maybe two times the whole entire 4 days that he was down here.
How old is he?
So, he's 28. You should be
26. At 33, I understand it, but at 28, especially when we don't get to see each other that much.
You should be wanting to fuck me all weekend long. So, we were, arguing about this the other night. Like, after we broke up, we talked on the phone after he ended his live, where he fucking was going ham. But he was like, do you know what a relationship is? You're supposed to have an emotional connection. Sex is not important. I'm like, no. It is very important to have an intimate connection with your partner. Like, sex
you can
is
be
important.
Intimate with your partner without having sex, though.
Sex is... Okay, well, we don't do that. Like, we don't...
Oh, no.
It's... When I tell you that we acted like it was more like we were friends, and I even told him that before, I was like, we act more like friends than we do.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie to you. When y'all were here, it was friends.
Yeah.
It was
it was two people
that very much cared for each other. You could see that. But it wasn't lovey dovey. It was friends.
Okay.
Like, there was never any time that I looked at y'all and was like, oh, that's gonna last.
The biggest thing to me that, really ultimately sent me, over the edge that was like, okay, I have to do this, that motherfucker does not know my children's names.
What?
Mm-hmm. He won't ask questions. So the other night when he was on live telling everybody, she broke up with me because I don't tell her that she's beautiful or say stuck up her ass. And I'm like, what's my kids' names? I'm commenting in the live. What's my kids' names, Michael? What's my kids' names? What's my kids' names? What's my kids' names? He just ignores it and then ends the live. Calls me a few minutes later. I call him and we're talking about it. And I was like, what's my kids' name, Michael? And he said a name and it was the wrong name. Later on in the conversation, we're talking, and he says something about their ages and trying to say, how old they were. Totally fucking wrong. So that, to me, was it. And that was something, okay, so I wasn't ready for him to meet my kids, obviously, because I don't just, introduce them to whatever.
And you shouldn't.
And, but a few weeks ago, or, two weeks ago, I had went out of town to Florida for my sister's softball game, and I come back to town. And while I was in Florida, he wouldn't stop playing the fucking video game to have a conversation with me. I'm venting, and he wouldn't stop playing the fucking video game to talk to me. And so, when I got back in town, we had this long conversation, and I told him some things that, I need. I tried to break up with him, and he was like, no, you're not going to do this.
You was going to break up with him while he's here.
We're not going to do it. I wanted to. I will get into it, but it really hurt me that he wouldn't be on the podcast.
I didn't understand it. What? And it didn't irritate me because there's some people that just they don't want to do this. They know that once it goes out, thousands of people are going to hear it.
It's not even that he's like, I'm not a sociable person. I can't just talk. And I'm like, we're just
you don't have to
have a conversation. Well, but you'll be on live all day.
Well, now we have the fucking Michael rule, though, because everybody wanted to hear. He would comment in the background. And he, and like I said, he was nice to me. I ain't got nothing.
And that's what I want to like he didn't do right anything to me. I will not say anything bad like, he was about nice. Him. I'm just spitting facts. Yeah. He's a good
but
guy.
But I didn't understand why he would comment behind us and didn't. Because I think that would, because I've told you before, what you do for a living is extremely tough for any man.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care if you have no insecurities. It would be hard as fuck to date you regardless of the situation. And I thought, like, him being included in it, like, him being part of it, I thought it might help him a little bit with it. That's one reason why I wanted him to do it.
And to be honest, like, so he has, I will, like, give him this. He has opened up a lot since dating me. Like, he used to, like, not even ever go live, and now he stays live, like, all day long.
Do you think he dated you because of TikTok?
I don't know. Like, I don't want to say.
You know how many people has asked me that?
I don't want to say that he was a clout chaser. Like, I don't want to say that because, and it's fishy to me because at first, when we first started talking, he was like, fuck this app. Like, I don't need this app. It's not a big deal. I'm not out here for the clout.
You start getting
blah.
Attention from it, though.
You
it changes.
Start getting attention that shit and you changes. Start liking it. And when he had 1,000 people in his live while he's fucking going off about me, oh, he was hyped that he had 1,000 people in there.
Yeah.
And every time, like even before that, like while we were dating, when I would get off live and send him all to his live, he'd get hyped that he has hundreds of people in there watching him. So I do think that after a while it started to like play into it. But I don't know, like the kids thing was.
No, that would have pushed me overboard.
The kids thing was
that would have
100%
pushed me overboard.
Okay, so I tried to break up with him. And he was like, no, you're not going to do this. Like, I'm not going to let it happen, blah, blah, blah.
I'm not going to let you break up with me?
Yeah, okay. So that should have been red flag. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So, and to be completely honest, like, I was kind of embarrassed and didn't want to have, like, yet another failed, like, relationship or, like, whatever.
You got somebody running around with your fucking dog and, right now, though.
Yeah, I mean.
Listen to yourself. Listen to the shit that you're coming out of your mouth right now.
I mean, it's whatever. Like I said, I mean, we'll get into Cody, and I'll tell you more about Cody because I haven't, like, spoke on that too much. But so that night, we had, like, a long talk, and I told him, like, these are things that I need, like, in a relationship. And he pretty much was like, you know, I'm not going to change for you. This, what you see is what you get. And I'm like, you have to make compromises. But by the end of the conversation, I pretty much just fell back and was like, you know what? I can settle and be fine with what I'm getting. But in that, I expressed to him that I needed him to ask about my kids.
No, that's fine. I'm not answering this. I'm letting him hear that I'm doing a podcast.
Okay. I expressed to him that I needed him to want to, I mean, just invest in my life. Like, he never even was like, how was your day? Like, it was never that. And so when I tried to break up with him and he never, from there on out, still never tried to have any interest in my life or my kids or any of that. I mean, it's just, it got to the point where I was like, I can't. I just was not happy. And at this point in my life,
you're not. I hate to tell you something. And I've told you this before. You're not going to be happy right now. I know why.
That's
you're.
That's a lie. No, it's just going to be, I need a certain person that's going to make me happy.
You know what, though? You need a person who doesn't give a fuck about what you want to do and how you're going to act. And then you're going to get mad because you're a crazy bitch on that they don't care what you want to do and how.
Yeah,
you're
okay, stop, because I'm trying to talk about Cody.
Okay.
Because
Cody
is that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you thought Michael was that shit last week.
No, I knew that me and Michael were opposites, and I was thinking, you know, I was thinking maybe I do need someone opposite of me. Nope, I figured out that I don't. But that's what I'm doing. I'm fucking dating. Like, it didn't fucking work.
Yeah, well, that's how you should look at it.
I need somebody.
Were y'all saying? Were y'all saying the L word though?
Me and Michael?
Yeah.
No, and so many people. Okay, that's on my
different.
Video and was like, well, you must have didn't love Michael if you moved on too quick. And I'm just like, I never fucking loved him. I never said I loved him.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Did
when
I care
dating.
About
you're
him up. Deeply? Yeah, I did. Like, I did care about him, and I still do. He is a great guy. But
he seemed,
just,
like I said, he seemed nice. I didn't think he was right for you, but he seemed very nice.
I require too much than he's willing to give. And at the end of the day, all these people comment on my video. Like, if you're like a true follower and supporter of me, you should want me to be fucking happy. Like, and if he didn't make me happy, he didn't fucking make me happy.
Yeah.
And but they're fucking pissed. And so he gets on live and starts his shit and like puts, okay, well, also, I went to Biloxi. So a good friend of mine.
I fucking hate you so much, too. I was hard.
I don't even like the game.
I was hard the whole time. You sent me a Snapchat of you playing something. I think it was slots. And I started to call you and tell you to go to the Mississippi Stud Table, and I was going to send you $100.
Listen, I'm not a gambler. So I sit at the Sizzling Sevens all night long and play that. The same machine. I'll play the same machine all night. I know you're not supposed to do that, but I don't give a fuck. Right. But I don't gamble. I'm not a gambler. I don't like to gamble. But
what's your brother playing at? Who you went with?
He's not really my brother, but I'm getting there.
Okay. My bad. I was asking you about a game. I was asking you about a game.
I don't know none of the games. I don't know about it. Okay, so my brother, aka Mason, I met him on TikTok, like right when I started TikTok. When I say that man has literally saved my fucking life, I mean, he has literally talked me out of fucking like killing myself, some dark, deep shit. Like, we are real close.
Bring him next time. I want to meet
him. For each other.
I want to meet you like your actual real friends.
So he was, Mason was in Georgia with a girl that he knew from TikTok, and I think he was like doing some work for her. But anyway, he needed a ride back home to his house. So I went with him, or I went and got him and took him. The plan was to take him home, but then me and Mason were just like, you know what? We don't have anything else to do. Let's go gamble. Let's go make some money. I tried to anyway, but I lost $1,000. But Michael was extremely upset about that. And he had already known that like Mason was a big part of my life and a very good friend of mine. And Mason had actually grown to be like a friend of Michael's too and been there for Michael during some problems that me and Michael had had. And he got very upset about that. And the thing is, like, Mason is a package deal. Like, Mason is not going anywhere. That man has been here and done so much for me. Like, we have each other's back heavily. And, you know, you can't let, he let his own insecurities have, like, mess up, like, deal with, like, I don't know, like, made him think that me and Mason had something going on, and we never have, and we never will. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Mason's a package deal. Like, he's not going anywhere, and the person that I'm with is going to have to understand that, and they cannot be upset because I wanted to go have some fun with someone who I literally call my brother. Like, I'm pretty sure there are people on TikTok who literally think Mason is my brother.
I thought he was your brother.
Yeah. I mean, you even said it. You were like, so you went with your brother?
I thought it was like a physical brother.
No, he is like a brother, but he's not my actual brother.
I've dated several women, and a lot of them just have a problem with me being friends with so many women. Any girl that I've tried to talk to since you've been coming around or whatever, everybody thinks that we're banging anyway.
Well, I mean, we do talk to each other on the podcast like we are.
I know.
I mean.
Ro, last week when we left or whatever, Ro was like, y'all fucking. Like, y'all have fucked. And I was like, I promise you. I've told her repeatedly. If you ever quit doing the podcast or whatever, then I'd probably hit it. But until you quit doing the podcast, I'm not. I don't ever mix business and pleasure. Because it gets, how you say, messy.
Messy.
I can't hit it and then me and you come in here and talk because...
Why?
Oh, it would be so weird for me.
But I have a men mentality on that. Like, I can just do it and act normal.
Oh, you couldn't act normal after me.
Lies.
You fall in love. Lies. I see how easy you... trust me. You let me whenever... Because you don't do it anymore. Whenever you can't drink again in summertime or whatever. You let me take you out riding dirt roads one night listening to music. Oh, you're fucked.
I'm not an easy one to catch.
Oh, no. You catch feelings in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Whatever you say.
I'm just saying. I know you. I can tell you already are moved on.
Whatever you say.
I have moved on.
Like,
oh, yeah.
And a lot of people are upset about that. But at the same time, like...
You don't think
like
that
Cody
you need-
was even over at my house yesterday, and we were on Instagram Live, because I'm banned on TikTok right now. So we were on Instagram
Live.
How are
you banned? I thought my ass picture was only for a week.
So my main account is permanently banned from going
permanently
live.
Permanently banned.
So I was going live on my backup account. Well, Michael, so also you need to understand that I had put my OnlyFans on the back burner because I could tell that even though he said that he was from the beginning, I could tell that he wasn't comfortable with it. So I wasn't being as active on there.
You better fucking just stay single. You let me tell you.
No, because homeboy wants to be all in it.
Oh, he wants to be.
He wants to be all in it.
Oh, he wants to be in the OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, let's break us off a bag, baby girl. Like, so I had put OnlyFans on the back burner.
Let me ask you though, before we go any further with that, do you think with something like that, somebody jumping like, I know if I found somebody just got out of a relationship, I'm not going to be like all in on them. Do you think this might be like kind of money driven, like somebody that's sneaking in there, or not sneaking in there, somebody coming in there and being like, oh, let's do OnlyFans together?
No, because he didn't know that I had it when he first showed interest.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't know I had it. And he doesn't have TikTok, so it's pretty great. But so I had put OnlyFans on the back burner. Well, so I was putting more time into TikTok, and I was going live on my backup account because I could tell that Michael was uncomfortable with it. And so I'm on my backup account, and somebody told Michael that he sounded like a three-year-old, that he talked like a three-year-old. And Michael went off on them and started calling them faggots. And yeah. And first off, I don't like that word.
I don't like that word either, to be honest with you.
And he also says retarded a lot, and I also don't like that word.
See, I have had to make myself
stop saying it,
not say that. And it's just simply because I've been around people now with special needs, and I don't like the look in their face when somebody says it, and that. I don't want to be the guy.
Yep. So he got me banned on my backup account for saying that. Like, first off, you gotta have some thick skin to deal with social media, like fame or like whatever. You have to have some thick skin, and like the amount of haters and trolls that I get are just like unreal. And you have to learn to just like to ignore it.
I've told you this before.
You Joe have to
Rogan,
ignore it.
This came
post
from,
it and don't ever look at the comments.
That's straight from fucking the podfather Joe Rogan's fucking mouth to
post
your
it and
ears.
Don't look at the comments.
Don't look at the comments.
And so he got me banned and never said sorry. Like that's fucking with my money. Like, and every time, this also made me mad, is like every time he'd be like, he'd say, I don't need TikTok because I got a real job and I'm out here working for my money. And I'm like, you don't
it
think
rubbed
I
you
am?
The wrong
like,
way.
Yeah, because look, that I mean, that I put up with
me.
Shit. You know what
that
I'm saying?
Rubbed me the wrong way.
And this is, it's the entertainment business. You're a blue collar worker. This is the entertainment business. It is what it is. It's totally different things.
I mean, hell, you've met Neil when Neil's coming here.
Yeah.
Neil's fucking great. But it's the same thing. I mean, he works his ass off, but then he comes in here, has fun, and he realizes that this right here is just as hard. I mean, not physically demanding as hard, but mentally. Like, today's podcast was clearly supposed to be different. And I played golf earlier. I had to drink because with these guys coming in that have millions of followers and everything on TikTok, I was like, you know what? I'm fucking funny. But these guys are supposedly way funnier than me. And let me tell you, I got intimidated. But then I drank me some beer and I said, you know what? You're Josh fucking Terry.
Have you looked at their accounts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're funny. They're funny. Oh, they're great. I can't wait till they come in here on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think they're really cool guys. I had to tell myself as I'm looking at these guys is, you know what? They just had a couple really good videos and their content's really good. They're extremely nice people. They look like they give back and they actually pay people attention. And only difference between them and me is not everybody knows who the fuck I am yet.
Yeah.
Then the people in this area now, they treat me different because of radio and everything else. But people on the other side of the fucking country, you know, they don't necessarily know me yet. Even though I got a lot of people that follow me now. But I'm not like them. And I was kind of intimidated. I mean, this is not easy when you always have to be on all the time. People just don't get the stress under that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people don't get it. Like, I'm still
just a regular girl. I know,
like,
but you do too much.
I mean, I give the people what they want. It's just like, so everybody, or not everybody, but a few people want to say that I only do TikTok live for the money and all this other kind of stuff. Well, I'm banned on both of my TikTok accounts right now, so I can't go live on there. And like I've told you this before, almost in every podcast, like now it's not about me anymore. So I go live on Instagram. I don't get paid on Instagram, but I'm still going live for my fans.
I told you, you got to make it a specialty item. I am smarter than you at this.
Well, there's so many people that don't have me on Instagram or don't have Instagram that are commenting on my videos and are like, we miss you, can't wait. So, they'll be excited to see me.
Yeah, but also too, what's your favorite TV show?
I mean, my all time favorite show is Weeds. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
You like Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Oh, you're a fucking trash.
Why?
That is a stupid fucking...
That show is funny as shit.
You are simple.
You are... That show is funny as shit. Damn. What do you like?
I like real shit.
Like what? What do you mean, real shit?
I don't know. Like, I like Sons of Anarchy. That was a really good one. I mean, I like that too. Comedy, as far as comedy goes, Patty's... what is it called? Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's one of my favorites.
I love that show now. But Brooklyn Nine-Nine or whatever it is... That's the fuck.
That's good. Are you an Office fan?
Oh yeah, I love The Office.
I don't like The Office.
You don't like The Office?
I can never get into it.
How the fuck are we even friends?
I like Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec.
Arrested Development.
Really, I like Arrested Development. Yeah, those are Office is the shit though. Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, I don't know. I was making a point, then you saw. Oh, the show thing. All right, so whatever your favorite show is, how often does that show come on?
Okay, let's just go by Weeds. Weeds is no longer running.
How long? God, bitch, don't fucking play this game with me.
Okay.
How often did it come on when it was on?
Once a week. And okay, everybody was ready for it. I know where you're going with
okay,
this.
Okay, well, that's the thing. Like, you're trying to break a formula that has worked for every show ever. And then, like I'll be real with you. I can tell a difference in, like, when I do lives. And I don't have the fucking numbers you have now. But I can tell a difference. If I go 2 or 3 days and I don't do one, and then I do one, it'll be triple the numbers.
I guess.
Cause you people.
But if my thing is like, I'm making money all. If I go live, there's people. So I go live like all day or multiple times a day. That my thing is, I'm making there. Sometimes people can't get on at that time.
So don't you get paid per how many people come in?
No, it's just like the fans that send the gifts.
Okay.
So that's my thinking is that, you know, some of my gifters are at work and can't watch me during the day. Like so,
I'm telling you, you set up 3 times a week. 3 times a week, a designated time.
When I get my account back, I'm going to try your little theory. I'm going to test how much money I make. I'm going to try your little theory.
Well, the thing is, you're trying to stretch it out, right, to where everybody can come in all throughout the day. No, you stretch it out or you make it to where there's 3 designated times every week, and then it's the Kylie show. You don't do it every single. If I did this podcast every single day, there would be, in 4 months' time, it'd be 120-something episodes so far. I've got less than 40 episodes. And my podcast, under the whatever, the guidelines and all that shit, I'm like in the top 7% of downloads of all podcasts. Like as far as the time that has been on and the amount has been downloaded. Like you would be, your shit will go up. You can't oversaturate it. And it's like today. We're talking about you spilling the tea and everything with you and Michael. Like, this is its own unique episode. If people knew that this shit was going on between y'all, and then you said, okay, Friday night, 8 o'clock, I'm spilling the tea on my live. You know how many fucking people? It's promoting and advertising, darling. I'm telling you, Josh, he knows what he's talking about. I've been telling you since when I first fucking met you. You don't know how good you're going to be in entertainment. You don't know yet, and you're still going off of whatever mindset you fucking got now that I'm trying to break you from. Because you're really, really fucking good. You just need a handler trying to handle you. I don't ask for no money or nothing, no, bitch. I'm just
But you know I don't do that. You know I'd pay you.
I don't want you to. I just want you to keep doing what you're doing, coming here like you're supposed to, texting while we're doing the podcast and not paying me attention.
I am paying. I hear everything you're saying. You are in my ear. I have on headphones.
I just want to talk so much fucking shit to her when she says stuff like that. If I was in my, if I was in your mouth, though, you'd be looking me in the eyes.
Oh, my God.
Wait, we went how long? We went 28 minutes without referencing you sucking dick. That's a record. Then you fucked it all up.
I've been sucking some dick.
See, you always take it that one fucking step too far, though. Anyway, go back to the Michael shit. Finish telling us about all the shit with him. Because that's what people are listening to right now, not me to give you advice.
Yeah, they don't want to hear you do that. And I don't want to hear you do that.
I know what they want to hear us do, the sick fucks. They're disgusting.
They are pretty sick. Let me think where else I need to say. I don't know, okay. So I broke up with him over text. So he told everybody in his life, she broke up with me over a fucking text message. I tried not to do that. I texted him, I was like, hey, we need to talk. I'll call you as soon as I drop, or I said I'll text you as soon as I drop Mason off. I was going to text him, make sure he was off work, make sure we could talk then. So I texted him, And he's on live the remainder of the day. And I kept texting him, like, you can't avoid this forever. You can't avoid this forever. And so he's telling everybody on live that he broke up, that I broke up with him over text.
Oh, I'd have, if you hadn't broke up with me yet, I'd have broke up with your ass.
But you...
Right on live.
And so when I wrote him and said, we need to talk, he said, I'm going to get dumped, aren't I? I said, I'm just not happy. We'll talk about it later. And then he stayed on live all day, went and got liquor, got shitty drunk, stayed on live, and kept avoiding me. And then so when we're on the phone talking after he got off his live, he was like, well, I knew what was about to happen. Of course I'm not going to answer the phone. So don't sit here and tell everybody that I broke up with you over, because everybody in his comments was like, oh, she broke up with you over text. What a bitch move. What a bitch move. And I'm like, tell the whole fucking story. Like, tell them that you wouldn't answer the phone for me. Like, tell them that I tried to do it the right way. I'm a 29-year-old woman. I'm not breaking up with somebody over a fucking text. I know how to fucking break up with someone.
I just got not spoken to one time. I was like,
ghosting?
Oh, yeah. Like, we'd been dating for a while.
Maybe, and that's what I should have done.
And then it was just like, Casper'd my ass. It wasn't even cool. But you don't answer text messages no fucking way, though. Anyway, I sent you a very nice, sincere
I know. I'm very sorry. And I said that today
day.
On live. I was like,
I sent
Joshua sent me a text.
Nice.
I know. I'm sorry. I was laid up in the bed with somebody at the time.
Oh, okay.
So
no, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But I said that on live today.
They were hitting your guts, and I was just trying to touch your soul. I was just trying to touch your soul and make you feel good about yourself.
I was like, oh, yeah, Josh wrote me a message, and I forgot to write him back. And it was a really nice message. Now I feel like shit.
No, you should. You know what? I want everybody to hear how shitty she should feel right now.
No.
2 seconds. Here it goes. Hold on.
Don't do it.
I'm never nice to her.
I know. I'm
never nice to this
bitch. Was a very sincere message.
I said.
And I want you to know it was appreciated.
No, it wasn't. Okay. Bitch, you didn't message me back.
So, because I was busy.
Kylie, we've got to talk. I'm not happy.
Stop playing.
I said, and I quote, just know you're special. You're a bad bitch. God has a special plan for you. God doesn't make mistakes. You're right where you're supposed to be. I got bad vibes from Michael. Anyway, you're meant for a lot more. I know you're hurting right now, but you're very fucking special. And whatever God has planned for you is going to be so much better than the pain you feel right now. I love you, dumbass. I have a special connection with you. I'm glad that you came into my life. Now suck it the fuck up and remember who the fuck you are. Kylie fucking Strickland. I started to say Carly.
Of course.
I started in the text. I wanted to say Carly. I said, now be the bad bitch you are. And then you know what I got? Crickets.
I'm sorry.
You gave
you're making
me
feel like shit.
You know how many text messages I've ever sent live?
I didn't mean to.
I consider you family, bitch, and you didn't
I
even
didn't
no,
mean
you're fine.
To, Joshua.
You're fine. Maybe if I fucking lived in South Dakota.
Shut up.
You'd text me back.
Shut up.
Oh, you're cool. No, I get it. I'm just not cool enough for you. I knew I should have dicked you down at some point in time and you'd actually speak to me.
I might have got crazy, though, like you say.
No, trust me. If I didn't need any more reason never to throw that hot dog down that hallway, I've got one now.
I've been told that my pussy's really tight, so it was...
I've been told my dick's really small.
Telling me that.
So, I mean, it is what it is.
Last night.
So. Oh, my God. A guy will say anything while he's inside of you anyway.
No, this is... No.
I don't care how horrible it is. I don't care how horrible it is. I'm not going to be in you. And when you be like, oh, how's this pussy feel? Oh, it's horrible.
You can tell when it's tight and when it's not. Like, a woman can tell, like, when it's tight on him.
All right. I don't know.
We can tell.
Like, I don't have those discussions. I'm usually just trying to... I'm still appreciative you're letting me sleep with you. I don't want to have like a discussion about it. I don't want you to change your mind in the middle and be like, you know what? I don't need to be fucking this guy. Like, this was a mistake. He won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So anyway, so now like there's so many women in his life that are just in there like talking shit to me or about me, but then will come in my life and be all nice. And it's like, I never want anybody to play a side. Like, y'all don't have to play a side. Y'all can still watch him and still watch me, but don't go in his live talking shit and then don't be two-faced about it. You can be mutual. You can like both of us. But when I tell you, so somebody screen recorded his live and posted it to YouTube. And when I tell you that his life was bad, Joshua, it was like some of the messiest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Like what? Give me an example.
He made a complete fucking ass of himself.
I've done it before, so I can't. I'm mad that it happened to you, but I've made an ass out of myself.
He's putting up these screenshots. First off, he keeps saying, "I'm exposing Kylie Strickland 3 and Kylie Strickland 2. Okay, first off, that's the same person. But second off, I'm in there, like in his live commenting, put the screenshots up. You're not exposing me if I'm
what
telling
was there
you
to
post
expose?
That I broke up with him over text. That I broke up with him.
This is why I only hang out with grown
folks. That I broke up with him, I guess. I don't know. So, let's see. And then, like, people are talking shit, and he's just like, "Oh, honey, don't worry about us." Because people were like,
Did he say it? Have you ever thought he
was all up in the phone screen, like, "Oh, honey." I was imitating it the other day on my live.
No, he didn't.
And it was pretty funny. And then somebody was like, he got all so up in the phone. Somebody was like, "You need to get that booger." And then he was like, "What booger, bitch?" I didn't know whether to laugh or cry, or like I was so embarrassed for him.
You realize you've created a monster.
I was so embarrassed for him. Oh, and then, okay, so the night that I broke up with him, when he's shitty drunk, one of his friends' girlfriends comes and picks him up, and they go to the bar, and they get more drunk, and she's sitting here talking all this fucking shit, just making it work. Like, honestly, so when I first broke up with him, he was fine, and he was like, "You know, I'm not going to talk anything bad about her. Like, shit happens, whatever." Well, that girl comes and gets him, and she just is agging it on. He's more deep into the alcohol at this point, and she's just agging it on and was like, "She's not even fucking worth it, bro." And
I mean, but as a friend,
calling
you know,
me all
as
kinds
a,
of names.
As a friend, you know that you have to fucking do that.
I guess,
right?
But you no, you because
have, yeah, no. I've told.
When your friend is being you know shitty, who, you and no, at, by the no. by the end of it, she was like, "Michael, shut up, just get off the live, shut up,
you know
shut
who,
up."
You know who Pete? What's that fucking tall, skinny guy with all the tattoos on Saturday Night Live? He just did the video that
the one that was engaged to Ariana Grande.
Yeah. He's got
his last name.
Pete Sayerson or some shit like that. I can't remember.
I can't either. But I know what you're talking about.
He's got a fucking comedy bit. He's like, after him and Ariana broke up, and it was like his friends, and all his friends were like, "Hey, man, it's okay. She wasn't even that good looking. Don't nobody know who she is. You ain't got nothing to worry about." And he's like, "She's fucking Ariana Grande." And he said, "That's how much I appreciate and love my friends." But it was like they couldn't say anything. And finally, he was like, "Y'all just got to be real with me." And apparently she wrote a song about him. And anyway, they were like, "You know what, man? You're right. We'll be real with you. We love you. That bitch is bad, and that song's pretty fucking good."
That's what I want someone – I'm pretty sure it was the Thank You Next song. That's what I want. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just going to tell you straight up. Like, if I was her in that situation, I'd be like, "Look, dude, you're acting a fucking fool. Like, you're acting – you're making – he – I wish that you wouldn't have saw it. He made a
I'm not going to look at it. I don't
– fool. I already told him to take it off of YouTube, but he made a fucking fool of himself.
You know what you got?
I was really
embarrassed for him. But all right, so one thing about me, and you know this, I always try to see both sides, right? You know how intimidating it has to be knowing that he dated you and then he has to just go back to dating a regular girl? Like, that's fucking intimidating now. I was going to tell you.
Well, all these women are throwing themselves at him now.
Well,
and they can have
a bunch of it's pity pussy.
Facts.
I would take it. I'm sure he would take it.
I mean, he hasn't had a girlfriend in 4 years, so that also has a lot to do with it. I think he just honestly forgot.
You broke his heart.
How to be a boyfriend. I did not break his heart.
I'm telling you, you broke his heart.
I did not break
Men
his heart.
Men only act like that when they're fucking hurt.
He hadn't had a girlfriend in 4 years. In the past 2 years, he's only had sex 2 times. So, I think he just forgot.
Is he gay?
I don't know.
I'm not. We're not going down that road because I don't out anybody.
I don't get those vibes like from him.
I don't know. He's, like I said,
I mean,
think
at the
he
same time,
nice.
Like too. Also, the sex was going to be very vanilla. He wasn't into anything, and I shouldn't like.
Did you point out what a fucking just a weird freaky bitch you are? Though
I mean, yeah, he watches my live. Like he was in my lives all day, every day, and like obviously I talk about all the freaky shit.
I tell you know how many women have messaged me since you've been on the show. And been like, "Oh, I thought I was nasty." That bitch is bit nasty.
I'm nasty.
You remember what you said last time you was here?
Spit in the mouth?
No, like rocket launching in the asshole?
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
You know how many comments I've got about you letting Co-Wetzel rocket launch dry in your asshole?
I will.
You're fucking sick. You're out there. I just think what's got to be done with this situation, though, is I think it just got to, you're just going to have to leave it alone. I think the best thing for y'all to do is both be adults.
And well, he's not being an adult. So yeah, it's but like,
you got to be the adult first, Petty LaBelle.
I am. I'm trying. Well, I wasn't petty at first. Like, yeah. I was ready to still be friends, like, let it go. Like, and even then, like, I got in his lives last night and today and sent him gifts and stuff. Like, I have no hard feelings towards him. He is going to make someone very happy who is okay with the bare minimum.
You know why?
But not me.
You know why I know you're making a mistake right now?
Why?
When I got broke up with a couple of years ago, and it was a bad relationship.
What do you mean making a mistake? Breaking up with him?
No, not that.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't think that guy. I don't think that guy was for you.
He was.
I don't think he's a bad person at all. I don't know his side of the story. I trust your side. If I ever hear his side of the story, it's one thing. I don't know if me and him would ever talk. But there's two sides to every story. I'm taking your word on everything. But I got broke up with a couple of years ago. I got broke up with right before New Year's, like a day or two before New Year's. You know what I did at New Year's? I had a fucking date. And when I had that date at New Year's, I posted videos of me and this girl all over social media because I knew that my ex would see it. I did nothing but make an ass out of myself. And I feel so bad about it looking back because I shouldn't have been that petty.
I don't feel bad about posting my video.
You don't feel bad about it now?
No, I don't. I won't.
I'm a ginger, and I'm not supposed to have a soul, but you're looking real soulless and heartless right now.
I won't feel the way he talked about me and how he acted on live.
You ain't never heard of being the bigger person, though?
I don't, and I am. I have been, and I posted one thing that was messy. While he continues to sit here and talk his shit, I still have not said a single bad thing about that.
I think you need to make a promise to yourself that is when this podcast is over and you tell people to go listen to it, you have aired it out. You don't talk about it no more. It's just going to eat you up. It's going to aggravate you.
No, that was the whole point. Like, from now on, if somebody comes into live, go listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all they're going to hear because I'm done with it. Like, and I posted that TikTok of me and Cody, and I honestly don't give a flying shit about it because if he cared about me so much, he wouldn't have got on live and talked like he did and
he's
treated
hurt.
Me.
He's hurt.
How
he's
he did.
Hurt.
And it hurt me too.
I would personally never talk about a woman like that. That's not me. I would not. But I would have got on there and you've been able to tell I was heartbroken and I was hurt. But I wouldn't have trash talked. And I damn sure wouldn't try to get anybody in trouble.
He cried too, full on bald.
I've posted a video of me crying on Snapchat before. I was heartbroken. That's why I'm trying to sympathize with old boy. But trying to get you in trouble is where I draw the line. I'm with him up to that. I'm with him up to trying to make it out like something was going on
with
you.
Even the kid thing?
I don't like the kid thing. Yeah. I forgot about the kid thing. I don't like the kid thing.
Yeah.
What's my daughter's name?
Gracie.
Good guess. I've
met her.
Oh, yeah, you have, haven't you?
And that's the thing. Okay, so Cody, homeboy, has hung out with me two times.
Yeah.
And on live, like, we were on live and Cody was there and everybody was like, what's Kylie's kids' names? Bam, 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 bam.
I don't know your kids'
names. How old are kids?
I don't know if you ever even told me your kids. I know you got four.
Yeah, Briley, Brinley, Benton, and Baron.
You went all B's.
Mm-hmm. They all have the same initials, BKS. And, like, even though my girls have a dad and my boys have a dad, both of those men's last name starts with S. So all of the kids have the same initials.
Do both of them have the first initial?
No. What do you mean?
Like, are they the same name?
No, it's the kid's name?
No.
The husband? No, it's Brian and Travis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Totally. I was starting to think there was a trend going here.
Why?
I don't know. You seem very trendy.
No.
That was a pun.
How?
Because you're on Snapchat and you do trendy shit.
Oh, my God.
It was a dad joke.
It was lame.
You're lame.
That was a bad joke.
It was not a good one.
Yeah. But anyway, Cody knows my kids' ages, spit them, like, right out. Like, and that's sad. And okay, so what's also sad to me?
But don't you think, though, Don't you think that after you blasted Michael for not knowing that he was like, I've got to fucking know this.
He still don't. He still don't.
I know, but I'm saying Michael, I mean, he don't have a reason to now.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if I was Cody and I knew
Well, Cody doesn't know. Cody doesn't know like half of the shit that fucking
No, what I'm saying is if I was Cody and I knew that you had just busted Michael out for not knowing your kids' names, I would have made sure I knew your kids' names.
Absolutely. But Cody didn't know. Like, when he knew my kids' names, Cody didn't know, like, the whole... Cody doesn't have TikTok, and that's a plus in my book.
I told you this, though. I told you, you have to date somebody that does not give a fuck about social media.
That's a plus. I mean, he's all on the Facebook and shit, but...
On the Facebook?
Yeah,
on the Facebook. And I'm the fucking grandpa in here.
But he knew him right off the bat. And I was about to tell you something else. Oh, I think it's sad that, you know, like my rule, like I don't talk about my kids on social media. I don't post them on social media. I don't talk about them on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's sad that people in my lives that watch my lives have heard their names maybe a handful of time and know my kids' names, but Michael doesn't. Like who is my boyfriend who talks to me outside of, like, that's just sad.
I don't think there's an excuse for him not knowing the names.
There's none.
And like I said, I'm over here still trying to sympathize with the guy and tell what I believe is his side of the story. But not knowing the kid's name is weird.
His lease was up in April, and the plan was for him to move to Georgia. The plan was for him to move to Georgia and move in with me. I started feeling anxiety, and I started wanting him to, like, get an apartment down here first. Like, it went from being excited for him to move in with me, and it went from him meeting my kids in March to me wanting to just push it back. Like, that's how I knew. Like, that's how I knew that I did not, this was not. I just felt like everything was rushed as far as, like, the moving thing here goes. And that's a huge move from South Dakota to Georgia where you know nobody. So when I started feeling more anxiety about it, that's how I knew that this was not going to work. Like,
I still think what you want is so unachievable. I think you want a grown ass man as a puppy dog. Yes, yes. You want somebody to tell you what to do until they tell you what to do.
No.
Yes.
Because all right. So I've dated one person. Well, I guess two if you include Michael. I've dated one person since my divorce. The guy that I dated was very, like, dominant, and I was submissive to him, like, inside and outside the bedroom. Like, if he told me to do something, I did it, and that's how I am with Cody. Like, I bow down. I do what he says does, but I also give him his shit back. But we're also very light. Like, we're very fucking goofy. So I think my problem is I've been searching for a relationship like I had with the guy that I've dated since my divorce. And Cody is, like, super fucking close to that. Like, me and Cody are so much alike. Like, we're goofy as fuck. We're going to be having a good time, laughing together, smart asses to each other. But I still do what he says. Like, he runs this shit.
No, I'm going to read you a quote.
Okay.
No, just keep running your mouth for a second. I've probably read this to you before, but you're literally doing this right now. And where the fuck's it at?
I don't think he's a rebound. I'd have no problem calling him a rebound who is a rebound.
He's a rebound.
I don't think he's a rebound.
He is.
In
2 weeks' time from right now, when we have this discussion, we go back to this podcast, and I don't know the guy. Just hearing y'all a while ago, he seems like a nice guy. I mean, I don't have a problem. I have no reason in the world not to like this guy or like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to. I know me and you ain't fixing a date, so I have nothing but I want you to be happy. But I think you're searching too hard. The quote I'm trying to look at, I'm paraphrase it, and it's, if you want something too badly in life, when you get it, it's bound to be a disappointment.
And, I mean, I can see where that's true.
Yeah. If you think about your favorite restaurant all day and you're like, God damn, I cannot wait to go get this steak. The steak is just on your mind. And because the last time you ate this steak, it was just so damn good. Well, when you get there, if it's not quite as good as it was the last time, then what do you consider it? A complete disappointment. It's a complete disappointment. But in reality, is it not still a good steak?
Yeah.
It's just you've built it up so much in your mind that it's just not good. It's not good, but still anybody else would be like, this is a good fucking steak. That's what you're doing right now. Take it slow with Cody.
For sure.
Take it slow with Cody.
For sure. But I am going to enjoy my time with him.
No, you should. And if it works out, then that's great.
Like, if there is somebody's personality it's his personality. Like,
you just need to run your body rack up.
It was.
You just need to run your body count up. You need to be slutty. I can't.
People already think I'm just this some big fucking slut slut, and I've had sex with 24 people. So, I mean.
I still don't believe that. I'm your friend, and I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
I'll just tell you. Like, I don't give a shit.
I know. I'm just saying.
But I suck a lot of dick. I told you that. But, I suck a lot of dick.
God. There's just sometimes that you, I don't think you can trash yourself up anymore. Mm-mm. And it is, oh no, I don't have a high body count, but let me tell you how many dicks have sucked.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of dicks.
It's a lot.
Why
of
do
dicks.
You only suck the dick?
Because I don't want my body count to go up. So I'd be paranoid about STDs and getting pregnant. When I say paranoid, I mean like overly paranoid.
Do you want to have more kids?
Oh, for sure. At least one more. I mean, yeah, at least one more.
At least one more.
Yeah.
I have one full-blown Caucasian 9-year-old child. I don't have the need or want to. If it happens, that's fine. But I never just walk around like, you know what? I want to have another kid.
I didn't want any more kids until I got divorced. And now, like, when I know that
you're going to fucking
next...
marry a guy and y'all going to have the fucking Brady Bunch.
And now I know that the next person that I marry, that's it. Like, no. It's a marriage or a funeral. We ended. There ain't no divorce.
You ended up on Snapped. There's 100% chance you're ending up
so
on Snapped.
So I do want a child with the person that I am going to marry forever. Yeah.
I think you think too far ahead.
You got to, though.
No, you don't.
A lot of people like get on me about that on like TikTok, that how I have these like serious conversations with these men like so quick. But you have to like put out there what you expect from that person and what you want in the future. That way, if it ain't like if y'all's goals or whatever don't match up, then there's no need to waste each other's time.
Yeah, but there's a difference telling somebody your goals and then like, hey, in 5 years, I expect to be fucking here.
No.
Yeah.
Because, like, if that's a deal breaker to me. I don't want to be with someone who doesn't want any more kids. That's a deal breaker. So, at the beginning, you need to know that I want more kids, at least one more.
I don't think it's a deal. I don't think it should be a deal breaker when you already got four, especially if they have kids.
It's a deal breaker.
Well,
it's a deal breaker.
If we didn't need any other reason not to ever accidentally hook up, I don't want to have any kids with you.
I'm a good mom.
I'm not saying you're not a good mom. I just don't want to fucking, if something messes up, either get murdered or be attached to you for 18 fucking years so the child support payments are over. I can only imagine as big of a bitch as you are if I was late on a child support payment.
I used to be real bitchy, but I'm a good, like, I'm not a bitter baby mama. I'm not a bitter baby mama.
No, you seem like a really good one.
Like, so one of my girl's dad is a doctor, is a physical therapist. Base, you know, when we went to court, based off his income, he'd have to pay me like this, like over $2,000 a month. And I was like, no, we're not doing that. So
that's good of
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Like, I'm not bitter at all, by no means. And I'm not one of these, hey, you need to have them only every other weekend. Like, I'm not one of those type of people either. So
well, that's good. Yeah. I know from that's one thing.
I'm a good baby mama. They are good dads. They were shitty fucking spouses. They are awesome dads.
Well, I'm glad you see it like that. That makes me like you a little bit more, I guess. Anyway, you got any more tea you want to spill? Because we did this one just to spill the tea, not to get into all your other fucking life stories.
Right. No, I think that's good. That's the gist of it. That's pretty much all of it. That's pretty much all of it. I mean, just at the end of the day, I wasn't happy. Like, I made this TikTok the day I broke up with him that was like, because this is my life, and that's the only explanation I need. Like,
you cannot let, and like, you said it a couple different times in the show, you just said it a different way.
My ass is hurting.
I'm sure that's not the first time you said that.
And it won't be the last.
I know, you nasty motherfucker. But you have to quit letting people run your life because they're fans of you on social media. There's a difference in being appreciative and being a follower and a fan and then them thinking that they run you. You are acting like they run you.
I know, but
you're a people pleaser. I'll go ahead and tell you, if you try to do this,
and at the same
try
time,
to
I'm trying to please myself because if they keep asking and keep asking and keep asking, I'm going to start getting like
let me ask
pissed
you, if they,
and go the it, fuck it, off on okay. them and be rude to them. And I don't like being rude to them, but sometimes they get them on nerves.
If they quit following you, are you going to go ask them to follow you back?
No.
Then why do you care if they stay or go?
I don't know.
Because you're being a dumbass.
I want them to be happy.
Okay. Well, they'll be happy when they see you being happy.
Yeah, the real ones will.
Yeah.
Like, but, that's what, like, well, all these hateful comments in this video, of my videos, of these people that don't know the real story. And just at the end of the day, if you're really my supporter, if you're really my fan and my friend, you want me to be happy. That's it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what I did. If I'm fucking 20 guys at one time, it's one big fucking orgy. Like, if that makes me happy, then you should be happy.
Somehow I feel like that would make you happy.
I can't. I don't even want two guys at one time. If I'm dating 20 guys at one time, if I decide to get married to 20, it shouldn't matter. You should just be happy that I'm happy.
No. Well, they're not going to be that way until you quit taking... I mean, obviously, there's a difference in taking their opinion into account and then treating their opinion like you're supposed to do what they say. Like, you need to realize that. Like, always listen to them, always be buddies with them, always respect them. But they're dragging you. They're dragging you. But why did they start following you in the first place? Because you ran the show. It was the Kylie show. That's where you're getting fucked up at. And that's where, look, you're big enough now. You're big. Don't you fucking act like you're falling asleep while you're talking to me.
I'm not.
I will fucking kick that chair right out from underneath your ass.
I was just rolling my eyes, really.
But did they start following you because you were doing you or because you were doing what they wanted you to do?
True. That's true.
It's the same thing when you start dating somebody, right? If you start dating me for the way I am now and that's what you fell in love with. But then when we start dating, you try to change me.
Mm-hmm.
And you only want to date me then if I change. Who's right and who's wrong in that situation? You knew what you were getting into. You know why you wanted to get into the relationship. You can't.
Well, that's kind of like...
It's the same thing with social media,
I mean,
though.
And that's what I, like, that's how I am with Michael. Like, I wanted him... I thought that, like, further into the relationship, he'd be more sweet and, like, start doing these things. And he's just like, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to do that.
It ain't even 2 months, though.
But...
Has it?
Well, we've been talking since November. And we talked longer than we dated. Yeah.
You're a dumbass. You should have gave... Which, I don't think he was the right person for you anyway, but I don't think you gave it long enough time to see if he was. It's obvious you still care, too.
I don't care.
Bitch.
I don't...
Lie to somebody who's not sitting in front of your face.
I mean, I don't want his feelings to be hurt or whatever, but I also, at the same time, should see that I'm not happy. And it's like... Just the fact that I expressed to you already that you need to get to know my kids and, like, I've already expressed that to you, and you still have not put any effort into that. I can't.
I can see most of his argument is why he would feel the way, but the kids thing is where I get completely shook. I don't get that. That's the one part of the whole, all of it, I just don't understand.
Yeah, I'm a package deal.
I just don't understand.
Like, to get to know me is to get to know my kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like I feel like he liked my social media personality more.
That's what I was worried about. That's what I'm worried about anybody dating you. Yeah. Not just him.
Because you don't see that side of me on social media. Like, you don't see the mom side of me, the serious side of me.
I've got a friend.
You don't see that.
I got a friend, and I don't know if she listens to this or not. I think she might. So I'm not going to say her name. This girl is... only attractive when she's showing that side. Like, she's always good looking, but she's extremely attractive when she's just being mom. Like, that's what I like about this person. When she's wild and she's drunk or she's being stupid, I'm not attracted to that at all. And I think you need to, like, realize something. And you don't use any other name, you use your name. This is where it's hard. You have to separate what you put on social media. That's Kylie 2.0 in your life is Kylie. You have to have that thing to where, and then, like, I say it all the time.
And that's why I do. Like, that's, I don't know. That's just, there's a lot. What you see is what you get. Yeah. And that's a part of me. But there's a part of me that y'all don't see. Like,
well, they shouldn't have to see all of you.
Yeah, I agree.
Just because somebody likes you, you don't have to tell. I've got friends. You got friends. They don't know everything you fucking do.
Mm-mm.
So why does people on social media have to know everything you do? There you go. Well, I hope you keep getting good dick rings, and I hope you remain happy and you know, whatevs. Next week, you gonna come back when everybody gets here Wednesday?
I am.
Okay, don't get in trouble between now and then.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Don't murder fucking nobody.
Yep.
I'll end up on Snapped.
Yep.
You flying out to South Dakota to beat some ass?
I mean, right now, I want to.
Hey, I'm telling you. The
for
boy,
sure, but I'm just
the boys just hurt. That's what you need to do. The boys just hurt.
And I know he is, but it hurt me too to make that decision. Like, it hurt me. I knew that it was going to hurt him.
What's so fucking bad about this is me and the last person I dated seriously. I'm literally same shit that Michael did, so I'm sympathizing with him. She did the same shit that you're doing. She legit just wasn't happy.
Yeah, and
that's it. I mean, she just wasn't happy.
There's
and I
no
took
other
it,
explanation needed,
and I took
honestly.
It so bad, though. I took it so fucking bad.
Well, I think it kind of hurt somebody's ego. Like Michael said, like, I'm not good enough for her. And it's not... And that's right. Like, you...
No, see, that's, he said ego?
No, I said ego.
Okay.
I'm saying that it probably hurt his ego. Because he was like, I'm not... He has said, I'm not good enough for her. I'm not man enough for her. And it's not that... And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It's not that he... like. I just require more than what he's willing to give. Somebody's going to be happy and sufficient. It's going to be what he does is sufficient
gonna,
to someone,
gonna,
but it's not for me.
Yeah, even with this guy, and I hope it works out good with this guy or whoever it ends up being, you're going to be someone that is very difficult. Very, very, very difficult. And everybody needs to know that going into it. You're going to break a lot of hearts.
And I tell them that. Like, off the jump. Yeah. Like, I tell people, I'm needy, and I need a lot of reassurance, because I am damaged goods.
You're not that damaged, though. Don't worry. You're not that damaged. Anyway, all right, that's enough for today. I got to get to Macon. I've got an event tonight. But thank you for coming. And as always.
Always
a
pleasure.
You always do a great job. Love you very much.
Thank you. I love you.
And if I ever send you a sweet fucking message again.
I promise I will
I swear for Jesus.
I will make him pull out. And I will reply right then.
I mean, you can wait till he finishes. That's just rude. Don't ever. Dude, I don't care what's going on. I'm finishing. Anyway. All right. Well, hey. We will see y'all next week. Get ready. We got some great shows coming up. Thank you to everybody who makes the show possible. Once again, Kylie Strickland, everybody. And we've spilled the tea today. And we'll see you next week. Love y'all.